We're talking about this story, which has really gotten a lot of press over the last 24 hours, especially about the Army restricting access to MySpace and YouTube for soldiers. And just a kind of a recap here, because we've been talking about this for a while and haven't really recapped what was going on. It's mostly video sharing sites, and one of their concerns is, first off, bandwidth on the military network, eating up a lot of bandwidth by either uploading or watching video. No, good point. And the other one being security concerns, to the point of, you know, the insurgents are on YouTube, and they're watching, in between watching the cat play piano, they're watching these other videos and stuff. So we're just opening up the phones on it and taking some thoughts on it and hearing from mostly from people in the Army or involved in the Army, whether they're family and whatnot, and getting a lot of good thoughts on this from all different directions. So good stuff this morning, and thanks again for everybody who's called in so far today. Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Hey, I was just commenting on that guy that was saying they have too much stuff that they can contact their families back home.
Yeah.
My husband's in Iraq right now, and he can't talk on Yahoo Messenger. They haven't had MySpace since he's been there, and he's been there 8 months now. So, I hear from him once a week on the phone. I don't think that's too much. I feel like they should be able to talk to their families. Look at the sacrifice they're making. They're missing holidays with their families. They're missing their kids grow up. They're missing, anniversaries. I feel like they should be able to talk to their families when they want to talk to their families.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, that guy is ridiculous saying that, oh, they don't need to talk to them that much. It loses track. Well, maybe it keeps their morale up when they can talk to their families and talk about what makes them happy and, look forward to coming home, not just focusing on what they're doing all the time. That makes them dread being there and not wanting to come back.
Yeah, and pointing to the fact that the internet hasn't been around forever as a reason why it's okay is not.
It's ridiculous. They're happy that they can contact more now, and it should be that way. They should be able to. They're making a huge sacrifice. So whatever those people think that, oh, they shouldn't, it's taken away from what they're doing, is bullshit. They need to be happy, and just because we're over here getting to do what we want, they should be able to get to do what they want a little bit.
Good for you. Thanks for calling. It's great stuff this morning.
Bye.
Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Hey, all those guys that are calling and complaining about the distraction of MySpace.
Yeah.
They're just, all they are the guys that say, back when I was a soldier, back when the Army was hard, that's all they are. And they're just jealous that, it's a kinder, gentler Army now, so.
I agree with you, man. There's no reason to live in the 50s.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, that just seems kind of silly to me.
Well, thanks for calling in, Tom. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Peace. Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling about the whole MySpace thing over in Iraq.
Yeah.
Why don't they have, I don't know, my company has it, they call them email police, in the company I work for, if we go to download something that we're not supposed to be downloading or try to upload something that they don't want us to upload, halfway through the process, it stops and a little message pops up that says, you have been stopped by the email police. You cannot be doing this, this request cannot be processed at this time.
Huh.
I mean, wouldn't it be that hard to do that? Just like the emails coming in, if there's keywords that flag them and they read the email, if they don't feel it's appropriate,
yeah,
to come through.
No, I agree with you, man. It's so weird to think about how much technology we have and how many different ways there are to stop things on the internet, and yet the military apparently can't, is what this kind of implies. I don't know.
Exactly. I mean, we could spend billions of dollars on what I feel is a pointless war, but we can't spend, a few thousand dollars to have somebody screen emails.
Yeah, to make life that much better, yeah.
Install a software to prevent you from sending certain things.
Well, thanks for calling in, man. Good points this morning.
Not a problem. Talk to you later.